time for Speaking Psychologically, Dr. Braccio. How are you?
I'm in a good mood today, Tony. Getting ready for football this weekend and just generally in a good mood.
Our topic for discussion is very interesting. I had a friend who got married a few years ago, and the topic we're going to talk about is interesting because he is a gentleman who dived into it, and they didn't talk about marriage and where they were going to go and if they had the same thoughts and dreams. They just loved each other and they went for it, and thank goodness for them it's worked out. But premarital thoughts, as you discuss, could help both people in a couple from making a horrible lifelong mistake.
Well, I'm glad that worked out for those folks, okay? The thing that amazes me, even after 45 years in my field, is how many people will spend hours and hours and even days deciding on what car to buy, what microwave to buy, what TV to buy, and they'll put so little thought into who they marry, which is, to me, the most critical decision for the person, for the couple, for future children, and even as a society. Who the person marries as a whole is so critical, and people just don't think enough about it, Tony.
Dr. Braccio, who's better at this? Do the men think about it more, or do the women think about it more when it comes to, is this person a good match for me? Are they ethically in line where I am? Do they realize my hopes and dreams, that type of thing?
Well, I'm not sure if anyone makes a better decision, because when you start looking at who's getting divorces, there certainly seem to be as many women as men that are dissatisfied in marriages. I think women are maybe more practical in terms of looking at marriage, in terms of children, in terms of, you know, who's going to be looking after who. I'd say more practical maybe, but as a whole, I wouldn't want to give one gender a better grade than the other in terms of who makes the best decisions in terms of picking a spouse.
You know, it's interesting that we don't give more thought about this, because not only can two lives be affected, but when you bring children into the mix, as you wrote to me, battling parents or angry divorced parents can create even more stresses and strains.
Well, there's no question. And also, a couple key questions to really ask is, would you like a child like this person? That's one question. And two, would you like this person helping raise your children? And then you get into religious, moral issues, financial issues, how you're going to spend money, going to church, religious schools, whatever it might be, where you're going to live. These seem like, you know, small-type issues, but they really become huge in a marriage, because you may pick a person who's entertaining, fun, life of the party, not always that responsible, and all of a sudden you end up with a couple children and that person is the same, but that those skills don't translate, or those personality traits, to necessarily being a good spouse, helping look after the children, or even developing a good run at a job or a career. So it's really very critical that people really start looking at what you adhere to. What are the values you have? Do the personalities gel? Do the families match up in terms of even getting along? Do you have similar views on child rearing? Do you know where you want to live? What is the future goal? What do you want for your children in terms of education, in terms of where you'd like to see them be, and how are you going to work together as a team? These are huge, huge issues, and astonishingly, people get married and they just kind of move along and just say, oh, well, and then find out that they never had worked these things out, never talked about them, never really figured out what marriage was or what it ought to be. And that is a disaster, because we were, like you mentioned before, the children that come into these marriages, it can hurt generations. If you grow up and there's a brutal battle between your parents and people try to get you in the middle of this, it's a pretty tough way to live, and you never really learn what a good marriage is.
All right, Dr. Braccio, how do we learn, especially people like me that come from single parent homes, how do we learn these partnerships, the partnership part of a relationship, the teammate part of a relationship?
Well, I think we have to look around and we have to figure who has good marriages, who has good relationships, and always finding models that can show us that, and people to talk to, people that can be helpful to us. I think this is very critical in life, because I do believe, you know, obviously if you have a bad gender, if you have a bad husband, a bad wife, or person, it can be bad for marriage, but it's good to have the full marriage together, the mother, the father, the children. Part of it is learning, it's observing, and it's wanting. It's really wanting to have a good marriage, recognizing the work that goes into it. It's like a gardener. You're never done in terms of a marriage. People have good days. People have bad days. You ride this boat together, and you go through waves. You go through sunny times. But you plan to do it together, but you've observed, you've learned. You try to have, we'll even use the word normal or average or other couples, families that work together. And that's what you have to look at, Tony, because like you say, if you didn't see it as a child, it's hard to know what is a good couple. But it is something, if you observe, you work at it, and you want it. Obviously, you wanted this in your marriage. Isn't that true? So you've obviously are learning every day how to do it.
Thank you, Dr. Braccio.
Always a pleasure.